Welcome. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is Module 6 for the Tapping into Wealth Transformation. And so in this last module, we are really going to jump in and start talking about and looking at some things that I don't want to happen. Because as you take steps forward towards this whole new wealth reality, as I call it, when we look at all the different aspects of your wealth, one of the things that you've done is set a larger goal for your income that we want to have you feeling motivated and inspired and taking action towards. But there's one thing that we have to look at, and it's very, very important work as we look at you moving towards that goal, and that is what I call your hidden agendas. So we need to uncover and get really clear about any little hidden or secret agendas that you might have that are attached under the level of consciousness to making more money. Because if it's left in place, this little hidden agenda, these are my 3 D's, it will distract, delay, or totally derail your progress. So distract, delay, derail everything you need to make that goal, the energy, the focus, and the action that you should be taking. So we want to get really clear on what that secret agenda is so that all the amazing work that you've already done so far in this program, that this is like the icing on the cake to make sure that you go from clearing some of the stuff in the past, moving towards this goal, clearing out your immediate reaction to that goal and the disbelief and all the things we did around outrageous goals, and that you are able to start taking not just action towards your goal, but it's really about consistent action. Consistent action, sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Sometimes consistent action can look like 1 step forward, 2 steps back, and then 3 steps forward, and that's okay. But consistent action that spans even the bumps, the little hills and the little valleys that we hit, the slow periods that often can complement some of the intense, really exciting periods. And so imagine if you could have consistent action. It's not just about crazy gangbusters action. It's about that plus consistent action. You will get to your goal much, much faster. And these hidden agendas really get in the way of that consistency around your energy, your focus, your action. And again, it will distract, delay, and in some cases, completely derail your progress. And we certainly don't want that to happen. So how do we know what your hidden agendas are? Well, I have this little exercise that we're going to do that's going to dial it in really clearly. And then we're going to actually put it in a sentence together before we jump in and do the work to clear it. Some of the things that will come up in the hidden agenda are really important, really powerful, and they can be layered, right? There can be multiple layers in here. One of the biggest areas can get to our value. Now, in my book, Tapping into Wealth, there is a chapter around like your worthiness and deserving, and it's a really powerful chapter. And this is another way to get at that. It's another way to get at where we have value or deserving issues around money as well, because it often comes into a big piece. It's often one of the hidden agendas that you have attached to earning more, and it's just a sort of a different angle to look at it. So we're actually going to get to a lot of that work as well today, but I want to start out with the clarity so that you have this get a real clear sense of what your hidden agendas are, and then we'll put it in this format of this aha moment or this moment of clarity sentence to really capture it, and then we'll get into it more. So, you know, I want to start out just by giving you an example. You know, if you've ever worked in a company and worked on a project toward a goal with a group of people, you may have had the experience where as you're working towards this goal, it appears that there's someone on the team that has what you call, and we call very commonly, a hidden agenda. Because it seems like on the surface they're saying they're all working towards the goal together, but it seems like there's something else going on. There's some other agenda that they have, right? And I'm sure when you've been in that situation, you there's this uncomfortable sense that they are actually working towards a slightly different goal than you. And because it's hidden, they're doing things that might undermine the process a little bit here, you know, thwart the process over here, maybe challenge the process a little bit, or maybe just sort of make people feel demoralized or not appreciated. And somehow they distract or they delay or they kind of derail the process or the progress towards that goal, you know. And being on a team with them, you can, it's like confusing, it can be frustrating, and you'll end up like less motivated, you know, less energy, less focused to really rise to the challenge. And it's the same with you. It's almost like now there's two of you. It's actually, I like to think of it as three of you when you set a goal, because there's the version of you that's sort of the manager energy. That's like, this is our goal. We want to accomplish it. We're going to have ideas. We're going to, new people are going to arrive, and it's going to work out. Then you have the part of you that's kind of the worker bee. That's like, hello, I'm also the person that has to do the work, right? So when you're a small business or entrepreneur, you sort of have to step into a managerial hat sometimes. What are the goals of the company? And I'm still the worker bee, so I still step into the employee hat sometimes. And then there's this third person that can appear. This is the person that may have the hidden agendas on the team, right? So what happens when you have a hidden agenda? This is what it looks like. It's like when things are going along well towards the goal, it's all good, right? And it can actually be super exciting, maybe even more exciting than any other goal that you have gone after, maybe in a job, right? So this can sometimes happen with consultants where when they work for a company and they're working on the company's project, they are very steady and focused, and their energy remains consistent. And if they hit a bump in the road, they sit down and regroup and brainstorm, and they work around the bump and say, okay, we're going to, like, now we're going to go this way. We're going to figure this out. However, when it's your own goal and you have a hidden agenda, what starts to happen is that there's something that's below the surface that will trigger you more as soon as you hit a bump, or as soon as you hit a difficult person, or as soon as you get that someone says no, or that's not going to work, or pushes back, or questions you, you're much more reactive, and then it can send you into a tailspin. So if you've ever watched yourself try to go toward a goal and then go into a sabotage pattern or go into battle with yourself or just pull back and stop doing it, it's usually because you've got this kind of a hidden agenda going on. So let's get a sense of what the hidden agendas are, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what they look like. So here's how we dial in and get that hidden agenda. I want you to write your income goal down on a piece of paper that's right in front of you, and maybe you have it from the previous module. That's great. You should have it somewhere nearby. But I want you to pick one. Take your income goal, and if you've already doubled it, maybe add it again, like maybe make it triple. I want you to actually go bigger right now just for the purposes of this exercise. So this is you in the future at an even higher level than your goal is now. So just get that number, and I know it might trigger you in a different way, but I want to ask you to fill in the blank on some very specific questions around that. So the first fill in the blank is look at that number and fill in the blank with three different feelings. When I'm earning that much, I will finally feel, and fill in the blank on three different feelings. When I'm earning that much money, I will finally feel what? Secondly, here's the next sentence. when I'm earning that much money, I'll finally know that I am what? Sometimes they're similar, sometimes they're different. So three things. What will you finally know about yourself? I'll finally know that I am what? Thirdly, when I earn that much money, I'll finally have proved to, and fill in the blank. Sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's people, sometimes it's ourselves. I will finally prove to, fill in the blank, that I'm what? Now, this one is really strong for some people and maybe not as strong for others. But is there a person that there's this, I'm going to finally prove to them something? Okay, and in this last one, this is more about universal things, like universal or spiritual truths or principles or law of attraction or God or the universe or abundance, okay? And so I want to see, sometimes we have an element that's in here too that says, when I'm finally earning that money, that much money, it will prove that this is true. And so this would be a belief, you know, like God really does care, or the law of attraction really works, or anything can happen, or, you know, the universe, dreams do come true. The universe really is abundant. Some of these sort of universal things that sometimes you, other people have treated with you with skepticism around. So just see if you have one of those. When I'm finally earning this money, it will prove that this belief or this philosophy or this is true. Okay, so I hope you're starting to get a sense for some of these things. A lot of times what we'll have is, I'll finally feel safe. I'll finally feel powerful. I'll finally feel smart enough. And there's often one that has to do with validation. I'll finally feel like people see that I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, I'm a winner. You know, I finally figured it out. And sometimes it's like I'll finally prove my father wrong, or I'll finally prove to my mother that I can do it my own way, or I can succeed, or that I'm a winner, or I'm special. So there's often these personal and emotional and sometimes even psychological needs that we attach to our income goal, and they can be sort of in three buckets for the most part. What you'll finally get to feel, like safe or free or good enough. Things you'll finally get to prove or have validated, which that one was always a big one for me. Or a person you'll finally get to be, like an identity. I'll finally get to be powerful, a winner, respected. And then lastly, this one about a belief in that is probably very different from the belief your family paradigm had. You know, that God is loving, or God cares about me, or that there's a law of attraction that really works, or that believing in your dreams is worthwhile. There's often one that's a little bit more spiritual or belief related that is also hanging in the balance. And for some people that who are more spiritually wired, this can be a really powerful one as well. So you have this income goal, and it is going to require you to take steps and have energy and have focus and have action and bring all of your brilliance. And, you know, if you were in a job and you were working on a project, as I said before, you'd hit a little bump in the road and you would figure it out. But what happens is that when you have a hidden agenda and you're layering kind of secretly all of these attachments, and that's what they are, they're attachments onto your goal, it will create emotional havoc. And so if someone says to you, that will never work, or you build up all this energy and you do this big proposal and you send it off to somebody and they go, no thanks, we're not interested. Instead of it just being a bump in the road, it takes all of your excitement about finally feeling safe. And the word finally means you haven't your whole life. All of your hopes and dreams on finally feeling safe is being ripped away. Or your I'm finally going to get to feel good about myself can get ripped away in that moment. And that is why we have the bigger reactions to it, right? They're not just saying, no, I don't need your product and service right now. They're saying in your energy system, like, nope, I'm not validating you as finally good enough. Or, see, dreams really don't come true. Or positive thinking, law of attraction, all of this, like, perfect storm when the way I met you, and you thought I was going to be your best, greatest client, and now I'm saying no, it means all of that doesn't work. Your parents were right, or the skeptics in your life were right. And so it's a much more intense reaction. And that's what happens when we get distracted or delayed or derailed. Our energy, our focus, our action really gets taken down by these. So you know my theory. It's better to know it, to uncover it, to be on it, to expect it, to be clear about it so we can deal with it very, very specifically, right? Specific issue, we get specific about clarity what it is, and then we can do specific work to clear it away. So when you have this sort of happening in your life, it can often be a cycle. And so before we get into the sentence where we're going to really capture it and then we'll get into the tapping, it's really enlightening to take a second to step back and see if this is a cycle that you've played out before, if you've played out before, because it can explain some of the things that you have attracted by law of attraction in the way it works because of your hidden agenda, right? So, and you know, I just want to say that this is layered and this is deep and you might have to listen to it a couple of times. I think that if you're in this program, you're ready for this level of work and you're ready to hear this at this level, but we're really talking about some deeper levels and higher levels of looking at things both from how they affect us in our life and then going up a level of consciousness and looking at it and saying, oh, I see the pattern. And I recognize that what I'm asking you to do right now and looking at some of your patterns is hard and it's advanced and I think that you can handle it. Okay, so here's the thing. If you have a hidden agenda that says, I'm going to finally feel smart enough, finally feel safe, finally feel validated, right? It means that any time that you've set goals, that you probably had this attached to it, right? Even other goals, weight loss goals, fitness goals, other little crazy goals at jobs that don't even matter to us anymore, other goals you've probably attached this to. It means that what you're creating, what you're attracting by law of attraction from that energy, I'm finally going to achieve enough to prove and get this space where I'm safe, where I'm smart, where I'm validated. We're not actually attracting feeling safe and smart enough and validated. what we're attracting when we have this energy is opportunities for me to be in the position of trying to prove. So instead of manifesting situations where I get validated and I feel safe and I feel seen and I feel worthy, I'm manifesting situation after situation after situation where I strive to prove against something that I am. I try to get there. So we keep manifesting more situations of trying to get there. And that's why it is so powerful to see this, right? So, you know, when we have a hidden agenda that says, I'll finally be safe, it means my reality has been, I've never felt safe. And you could think of it as sort of a lifelong battle to overcome this thing that says, I'm never safe. Because the I'm never safe and I've never felt safe will feel more like a truth. And so we're working and working, working to try to feel safe. And when we get to this goal, this is how we can see it. Oh, yeah, I'll finally feel safe, which means I don't now. So it's almost like my whole life I've been in battle with this idea of I never feel safe. Will I ever be safe? I can never feel safe. So I'm trying to prove against that. If your hidden agenda is I will finally feel smart enough, it means I don't feel smart enough now, and I probably never have. And so think of it is that you've been in a lifelong battle to disprove this truth that's been wired into you that you're not smart enough, the I'll never be smart enough truth. And it's almost like a battle because you'll manifest opportunities to try to disprove that you're not smart enough. And finally say, I feel and everyone is seeing that I'm finally good enough. I'm finally smart enough. So when you have this unconscious but kind of habitual way of operating to prove that you're good enough or smart enough, you're going to attract the following. You're going to attract people who match that battle. Because what you're manifesting isn't situations where you're good enough. You're manifesting situations where you go into battle to prove you're good enough or smart enough or safe enough. So you will attract people who match the battle. Critical people, negative people, difficult, withholding people. People who are difficult to please and withhold praise. How many have you how many people of that have you attracted? And they'll reinforce this question mark. Oh, maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I'm not good enough. You'll attract circumstances and situations that will seem to unfold and prove that you somehow are missing something or made a mistake. And then you'll be in battle, even when it doesn't feel like battle. Striving to prove is a form of battle because we're battling against the old way. The belief that says we can't have it. So when you go into battle with people or circumstances, but you end up feeling the disappointment, the hurt, or maybe even disempowered, right? So you want to look at your life and see, do I have, a string of experiences where I was in proving or battling mode to try to prove that I'm good enough or to try to strive to finally be safe, and then it turns into this cycle because the cycle leaves you feeling hurt, devastated, disappointed, less powerful, less confident. This is how it distracts and delays and derails our focus. And what happens is that we'll recover from that and then we'll restart a new cycle. We'll set a goal or take a new job that seems completely different on the surface with completely new people or a completely new partner, and then it turns into the same script again. Okay, it may have played out many times, but by bringing that these hidden agendas, which is really your personal needs for security, for freedom, for validation of your worth, your choices, your brilliance, when we bring in those hidden agendas, they are operating unconsciously. We want to bring them into the light, acknowledge them, right? Sometimes it's very hard to acknowledge because we learn not to. It's okay for me to want to feel validated, for me to want to feel validated and honored and seen for my brilliance. It's actually a real human driver, and it's a good one and a real one. It doesn't mean that you're too needy or insecure, and of course, you know, sometimes we can be over the top and we can tap on that. But even if you tap because you feel like you're too insecure and you're too needy for people's approval, and you become very solid, at a basic human level, we are supposed to have our brilliance seen and reflected back to us through the eyes of people who love us and are like, wow, you're awesome. And they say that to you and you feel it and you go, yes, I feel it too. What I just did was awesome. That is a basic and powerful and positive human need, right? It feels good and it's supposed to feel good. So it's better to take the hidden agendas and put them out and say, I actually need to feel safe and seen and validated for how smart I am. I'm not perfect, but validated for how far I've come, for how much I've done, for my real worth, my real value. And that's what changes. As soon as you do that, you can start consciously going after those needs in the right channels. And then you're manifesting those situations instead of opportunities to strive for those situations, right? And so if I say, I'm going to just be honest, I need to feel more safe, more secure, and now I'm going to affirm, do affirmations about that. And now I'm going to do tapping specifically about that, or meditation specifically about that. I'm going to do a meditation or an affirmation every day that says, I choose to feel safe and loved and held and secured. And maybe I'm going to get some audios and play those. Now I'm manifesting the shift into feeling more safe, more held. And I'm going to look at the people that I spend time with and say, I want more people in my life that make me feel loved and safe, not criticized and criticized and attacked. Maybe I need to move away from some people and move towards other people instead of what I was doing before, which is being in battle with people who criticize and attack me and make me feel not safe. When it comes to feeling good enough or smart enough, honoring that can be really hard because we've learned you're not supposed to need it. You're not supposed to need to feel validated or have other people say you're great. And we've learned to say, oh, I don't do it for the praise. I don't do it for, you don't have to give me attention. And that's actually not true. You do need to be seen and honored. And that's why so many people in this exercise have validation as one of them. I'm finally going to be like respected, and it's like it's going to be validated by me and other people and maybe my family, like, oh, she really is good enough. She really does know what she's doing. You really can make money as a coach or whatever you're doing in your field. And so if I own that and say, I actually, you know, I'm very famous at my events and in my trainings to say, I need compliments. I, Margaret Lynch, 100% need and love compliments. And everybody laughs, and I make it very light. But it's true. I need to have people who love me and know me, colleagues, look me in the eyes and say, that was really awesome. And when they do, it's just as hard for me to let it in as anyone else. I try to deflect. I say, oh, oh, oh. And then I stop myself, and I go, just let it in. Let yourself receive being seen for what you just did, because that is, it is what I need. It's the celebration. It's the joy. It's letting someone who really sees you and gets your brilliance speak to it. And we do need that. So once I realize I really do need that, now I can go directly for that. I can say to people in my life, and I have said this, you know, yesterday when you told me I did a really good job on stage, yes, I kind of couldn't let it in and I wasn't listening. Could you tell me those things again? And that's really hard to do. And they say, yes. And then they sit me down and say, you did this, you did this, you were amazing, you were on fire. And I go, and I breathe and I try to let it in more. I try to let it in more, because what I don't want is to manifest situations where I'm always trying to prove I'm good enough. I want to start manifesting through people and circumstances in my own self-honoring where I get to feel I've arrived. Even before I do another thing, I've arrived. I have value, I'm worthy right now. It's no longer part of my hidden agenda to prove to everyone on the planet, starting with myself, that I'm good enough. That's what shifts when you have this consciousness. So here's the sentence that I want you to sort of summarize. When you look at the income goal, here's the sentence. I really need this money because then I will finally be, and fill in the blank on one, I will finally be, what's the biggest one? I will finally prove, fill in the biggest one. And I will finally feel, fill in the blank on the biggest one. So we get it all in one sentence. I really need this money because then I will finally be, I will finally prove, and I will finally feel what? So there's a sentence I put in my book, Tapping Into Wealth, on hidden agendas, and it's this sort of reality statement. And believe me, this is an affirmation for me. This is sometimes what I will say to myself when I need to just get back on track. I guess I wouldn't call it an affirmation. It's a reality check. So here, this is how it sounds. And I've filled in the blank on some of the sentence so that you can hear that. The truth is, I have attached my lifelong need to feel validated, smart enough, good enough, to my income goal like a secret hidden agenda. This keeps me in a cycle of battling with my goals. It keeps me in a cycle of attracting people and circumstances that perpetuate that cycle. I'm ready to deal with my real needs in a real way and free myself to work towards my goal for the joy of sharing my gifts and creating wealth. So it's really a very high level of consciousness. And that's why I mentioned, like, this isn't light work. This is really asking a lot of you right now to come into a higher level of consciousness. It's like rising above your life and seeing some of the patterns and the cycles, and then honoring that you have lower, deeper needs, not just to serve and give and not ever get any praise, which, by the way, money is the energy of reward and validation. And if we say we don't need that, we're not being honest. Because unless you are a programmed robot, you need to be seen and honored and celebrated and praised and high-fived and hugged and for your brilliance and you need to feel safe and loved and secure. You need all of those things. So let's get real about our needs, go after them directly, remove them from our hidden agenda, and then we actually get to manifest the reality of our needs showing up, not these cycles of trying and proving and battling to get them. And again, some people find it very strange that I use the word battling and they say, I've never battled. I don't battle anything. When you are striving and striving and striving to prove something, prove you're good enough, prove you're smart enough, prove you deserve the money, prove whatever it is, that is a form of battle because you are battling against a belief that says, I'm not. And you will manifest all the people who carry that belief to walk right up to you and say, I don't think that was good enough. And personally, I don't like attracting those people. I'm done attracting people who reflect my own inner critic. And so it's really like, what do you want to attract? More opportunities to prove you're good enough, or the reality in which you finally feel good enough? Those are two separate things. So just take a breath, and in receiving all of this, think about how much energy all of this can take away from the actual energy, focus, and action towards your goal. This is why it's distracting, delaying, and derailing. So instead of, as I said in the beginning, when you do all of this work and then you put out a brochure and you don't hear anything, instead of thinking to yourself, okay, phase two of my marketing, people need to see something multiple times, so now I'm going to, now I'm going to send them an email, then I'm going to follow up with a phone call. You sit there in your home and you say, nobody called. Oh, my God. No one cares. No one sees me. I'm not good enough. It's not resonating. This doesn't work. And we spiral into all of these places because it's not that no one heard from you and it's just another step of your marketing. It's that you're being denied all of the validation and safety and security and love and celebration and like validation of your brilliance, of you as an expert. It's all being robbed of you by that one situation. So we need to separate these two. And it's amazing because not only does it help you work towards your goal, but I actually care less about that. What I care about the most is you starting to go after and get your real needs met. So before we get into the tapping, I'm going to issue you one challenge, which is look at the needs that you have. And I want you to take someone in your life who loves you. You know, this isn't someone you're in battle with. You know, a partner, a spouse, a sibling, a best friend that loves and cares about you. And I want you, and you might have to do a lot of tapping around this first, and that is okay. I want you to tell them what you need. I want you to say, I had to do an exercise in this class, and I'm supposed to share it with someone, and you're the person, and this is really hard for me. You can give a preamble and say, I really need to feel more safe and held and loved, whatever it is. This is a deep need that I really do have that's hard for me to admit to. And I can tell you, if this is someone who knows you and loves you, they are going to be thrilled. And they're going to be sit in that moment, and they're going to meet that need. This can be life-changing. And I've done this with friends I've had for a long time, where we were friends for a long time, and I sat down, and I had a conversation, and I said, I asked for more of my needs to get met. And it wasn't needs that they didn't want to meet. It was just more honesty about how I wanted to feel in the friendship. And it was thrilled, and they brought our relationship to a much deeper level. But in many ways, we have never asked for these things directly. We've been mad at people for not delivering them, haven't we? But we've never actually asked for a lot of these needs directly, because sometimes we have shame around them. So that's going to be your challenge. That is your challenge. Okay, so we're going to do some tapping now, and I'm just going to use a lot of different words to cover a lot of different things that people have. But this is an area where when you get triggered around your goal, do you see how it laser focuses your actions, and particularly your tapping, like your focus for this personal development around it now becomes laser focused, because it's not just about feeling frustrated in the moment. Now you know a whole nother level deeper where you're like, I know what's really going on. I don't feel safe right now. Okay? Okay, so we're just going to start tapping through the points. I really need this money. I really need this money. I need it because when I finally earn that much, I will finally feel safe. I will finally feel safe. I will finally feel good enough. I will finally feel smart enough. I will finally prove everyone wrong. I need this money so I can be a winner. So I can finally win. It means so much to me. Even more than just the money. I need it to finally prove to everyone, even myself, that I can do it, that I'm good enough, that I matter, to finally feel safe. Ease, and finally be free. Finally be free. Free to be me. Free to do what I want. And I don't have to care so much about what other people think. Maybe I will have proven some people wrong. I will have shown that I really am special, and they said I wasn't. Proved that I'm strong enough. Proved that I'm smart enough. And I'll finally feel deserving of that reward. I'll finally feel good enough, deserving of that much money. I need this money for so many reasons. I need it. And while it's being withheld, or every step, if something goes wrong, I am going to be disappointed, upset. I'm going to question my worth. I'm going to feel unsafe. I'm going to feel criticized. I'm going to be very reactive. Of course I will be. I've attached all of this to my income goal. And I'm just going to honor that. Take a breath. And just notice if you're having some more, even more clarity and perspective around that. Just notice the clarity and perspective in there. So many times people said, oh my God, Margaret, you are in my head. So that's tapping that you might want to do again. Sometimes it brings up some clarity. So I want to do a quick round just for those of you and just for kicks that might really be triggering the worthiness issues. Okay, so for some of you, these won't feel as strong. But remember, worthiness and deserving, like your value, is always has a ceiling, a number connected to it. And as you go up in income goals and start talking about or wanting to earn more, it will trigger your worthy and deservingness issues, right? That's why I like to make the number bigger, because then you really think, oh, I felt deserving here but not there. I don't know what I could be doing to deserve that much money. So I want to jump in and just do a quick round of tapping, just voicing the dark side of this inner question around deserving issues. And again, if you've noticed a pattern in your life where you constantly have people come into your life who doubt your value or withhold praise or say could have been better or are critical, then I really want you to be clear that the work starts with you, that you need to work on your own attachment to criticizing yourself. And when it clears, those people won't come around anymore. Because you don't have anything to prove to them anymore. You don't have anything to battle. You're ready to just feel worthy. It's amazing how this shifts. So we're going to jump in and tap and just voice a lot of questions in the shadow, the dark side, around not feeling worthy. Okay? As I look at this income goal, and if it got bigger and bigger, I don't feel good enough. I doubt my value. When I think about taking big steps toward my goal, I don't think I have what it takes. What if I don't have what it takes? What if I'm not good enough? And that question in me means there's a part of me saying I'm not. A part of me that believes I'm not good enough, not smart enough, not valuable enough, and that I don't deserve it. That I'll never deserve it. That I'll never be good enough. And this part of me, sometimes it's loud. Not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. And I'm just going to honor it. I'm just going to honor it. I totally honor this part of me that says, I'm just not enough. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be good enough. I listen and I battle against it. So when someone says it to me or insinuates it or questions me, it really affects me. I have a big button around this, and I'm very reactive to it being pushed. Not smart enough, not strong enough, not good enough, something wrong with me, something broken in me, something just not right, something monstrous in me, something stupid in me, something just broken. I totally honor this inner voice, and I'm sending it love. Okay, and take a breath. I do this saboteur process at my live events every year. We call it the shadow saboteur. And one of the questions after we do tapping around something like this is, if you think about that voice that we just did tapping on, the voice within you that says not good enough, if you were to just take a breath and go in your body with it now, how old would you say that voice is? How long has it been around? And if it's a version of you that's shouting that, how old is it? Like, is it a 6-year-old or a 3-year-old? Or because it's usually a version of your inner child that has a lot of fear. So I want you to just be with that for a second and honor that inner voice. That maybe there's more work to do, maybe there's some inner child work to do around that. And when we do that work, it's incredibly powerful. If you have an inner voice that says, I don't think I'm smart enough, what if I'm not smart enough, which always means, you know, the question means there's part of me that says I'm not. So I'm pushing against it, and I don't want it to be true. If you have this inner voice, and it's at a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, or an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. So it's high. It says, I'm not good enough. You're not good enough. You'll know, because if you try to say you are good enough, you'll feel shame in your system. Shame or embarrassment anytime you feel like you're being seen as not smart enough, not good enough, not enough. Anytime you make a mistake, it will really trigger a lot of shame. That's how you know. And so if this voice is at an 8 or a 10, and you can do some tapping like this and recognize, wow, this is a really old piece of my inner child. It's very protective of me. It's scared. It's got some other things going on. And you can bring that voice down even 2 points. So say it's an 8 and it goes down to a 6. That is a massive, massive change. Massive change. Because instead of saying I'm not good enough at an 8, now it's I'm not good enough only feels true at a 6. That's a massive increase in actually feeling good enough. And when you shift inside like that, the entire world and everybody on it will spin on their axis and change. They will literally change. And someone will walk up to you and say, you're awesome. It's amazing when you can shift this space. And the more it gets quiet, the more you see it specifically and honor it, this little hidden agenda that, take away the goal, it's a hidden agenda all the time in you. It's, am I good enough? I'm trying to work that out. And anybody who gets in the pathway of that is going to be part of this mess, right? When you can work it out within you and start to reduce that question where you actually say, I actually feel kind of like at right now where I am, I feel like a little bit more worthy and lovable. When you do that, you no longer need to attract the same people to go into that battle. It's like you're done with the battle. And what happens is, if someone came up to you and said, I don't think you're good enough, and it suddenly triggers you less, that's where the big shift happens. Because instead of it putting you out of your body or putting you into shame or having you react all over the place or you not saying anything or going to like people-pleasing behaviors, it just doesn't feel as true. It will be like you're the adult and they're a child and you'll have a different perspective. It starts to be like someone would come up to you and say, you're purple. And you're like, oh, okay. Doesn't trigger you, doesn't really mean anything. It's sort of like, well, that's interesting that you're coming from that perspective because I kind of know I'm not purple. And that's where everything changes. All of the energy that used to go into me proving skeptics or critical people that I was smart enough, that I was good enough, stopped going that direction. I pulled my energy back to me, and it just happened very naturally from doing tapping like this. It just didn't matter anymore what they thought. And suddenly, a massive amount of energy is available for what I wanted to create. And that's where the difference between the hidden agenda and the goal is. The goal is the energy, the focus, the action of what you want to create. And the hidden agenda is all of your beautiful energy being distracted, delayed, and derailed into patterns of battle, improving, and going into this cycle. The same energy that you're using to prove could be the energy that you are just using to create the reality that you want, instead of more opportunities to prove yourself that someday you're going to be good enough to deserve what you want in the future. Let's just create the future. Doesn't that sound great? So this is a tapping that I want to do to kind of shift into the upside. And then I want to leave you, as we end this module, I want to leave you with my five key keys, my five key disciplines for creating this new wealth reality. Okay, but this is going to be some positive tapping, right? Because we love to use tapping for the positive as well. And we start out this tapping with a little bit of just consciousness, right? A little bit of consciousness. So here's the tapping. I've attached a pretty powerful hidden agenda to my goal. Wow. I've probably attached the same agenda to all sorts of goals in the past. It's really hard to let go of this attachment. To earn this money, to need it, to finally be and feel something. Safe, free, validated. Things that I've wanted my whole life. Things I don't even want to admit I need. But I've needed them for a lifetime. I've been so sure that this is the best way to see my goal and more money. But I'm going to be open. Open to meeting these needs more directly. Now that I see them so honestly, so clearly. As I meet these needs directly, I free my income goal. I free it to be fun and exciting and full of possibility. I am open to freeing my income goal. Freeing it from all of this weight. I free it to represent what it should represent. The truth is, when I'm earning that much money, it means I will be giving my gift, serving many more people, giving my best in a much bigger way, giving my best and being richly rewarded. Giving and being my best. And being richly rewarded. I actually love giving my gifts. I love watching people benefit from my unique gifts. I really want them to benefit. I love making other people happy through my best gifts and brilliance. And there's more people, way more people, who can benefit from my gifts in the unique way that I do it. So my income goal represents me giving at a higher level, giving what I love to give in a bigger way, in a higher level way. And the joy of people receiving that, benefiting from that, and exchanging energy with me, paying me for that amazing value. That's what's in my income goal. The highest good of people, so many more people. And my highest good, giving and receiving at a higher level. A higher level of brilliance, a higher level of execution, a higher level of efficiency. Giving and receiving at a higher level. That serves their highest good and serves mine. I free my goal to represent this exchange. Giving and receiving at a much higher level. Whew, and take a breath. And if you really think about it, that's what it should represent. That's what it should represent. So I just want you to breathe into that. That's what it should represent. Giving and receiving at a much higher level. A level that is maybe more leveraged, more of your brilliance, more of your clarity, more of your best, more of your heart. There's so many different levels. And the journey to that goal is going to represent you growing into that person who does things in a more strategic and leveraged and higher energetic way. Those are all the skills that are going to come as you take steps toward that goal. So I just want you to breathe into that and free your goal. Now, we're always going to get triggered around our goal. We're always going to get triggered around the results. Of course I'm going to get triggered and be bummed and disappointed if I set a goal for something and my team does all of this work and then the results aren't what we hoped. Of course. But we deal with that directly. I deal with the feelings directly. I don't pretend that I'm not having them. I know that there's other agendas that I have. Of course I do. I'm human. Of course that result can, instead of just being like, oh, this happened in the business for some company I worked for, of course it can trigger me to say, oh, my God, am I really good enough? Did I not do a good enough job? Are people not liking it? Am I not resonating? There's all of these questions that come up. And some of them are solid marketing and business questions, of course. And then some of them hit me more personally. And so as you walk towards your goal, that's why I want to get into these keys, there's going to be ups and downs. And my advice is always to deal with it so honestly. Deal with it at that first level. I'm disappointed. It hurts. It hurts. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? A whole level of tapping there. And then you come out of that maybe the next day or 2 days later. And you say, okay, I have two more levels to look at. I have two more levels to look at because now I'm calmer. I've dealt with the real emotional reaction. One level is, what are the smart, strategic, marketing, learning lessons I can learn here? Where are we getting feedback? Where can we grow? Where can we tweak? What do we need to do better at? Just like you would if you were at work and it was a project that you didn't have all this emotional stake in. And then the other level is, okay, what are my hidden needs that I'm playing out in this cycle? Am I creating somehow energetically at a higher level, am I attracting patterns of I think it's going to be this and then it's disappointing? And what is that? What's in that pattern for me personally? What am I in a cycle against? What am I trying to disprove? And I will always ask myself those questions. What am I in a battle of trying to prove? And when it doesn't come true, I feel disappointed because somehow what I wanted to prove didn't come true, and the other thing that I didn't want to be proved is now proved, like dreams don't come true or law of attraction doesn't work or I'm not smart enough. And so that's a whole nother layer. It's harder. It requires consciousness. It requires the first level of dealing with your emotions honestly. Really get into it. This higher level is what will separate you from everybody else on the planet because it's a higher level of consciousness. It's saying not only am I going to deal with my emotions at this level, but I'm setting a pretty high goal, and I need to keep being conscious. So I'm also going to look at the key learnings, and I'm also going to look at, is this a pattern for me? Is this a pattern for me? And I'm going to get really honest with myself about it. So I want to honor you for staying in there with me on this, these higher levels of consciousness conversations. They're not easy. We talk a lot about having people and having other conscious people around you. And sometimes a lot of the needs that you have can get met by being open to having more people come into your life that you can share with, that will have conversations with you, that are into this kind of work, consciousness, that understand your goal, that can validate your brilliance where maybe your family can't because they don't get it. They don't see it. They're not in the same world as you when you look at your goal. And often I find when we come out of battle with our family or people trying to say, do you see, like trying to get them to compliment and validate us, and we can breathe on that, and we actually can say, I actually need more people in my life who get what I do and see my brilliance. And those are different people than my family normally. And when my colleagues look at me and say, great job, it's a high level of receiving that validation. And again, it feels good. It's supposed to feel good. So, awesome work there. Okay, and take a breath. Because what I want to leave you with is my five keys for reaching goals. And these are sort of little strategies, but there's it's going to bring in some themes, some personal development themes, and very specific strategies around each one, but also ways that I recommend that you hold the energy within yourself. Okay, so the first one, the first of the five keys, is this is a hard one. This is so hard, and it's the first one, and it's what we're talking about here. Make a commitment to regularly observe and catch yourself in the act of falling into old patterns that limit what you can do or have or be, and especially any tendency to go into battle with yourself or with others or go into battle with your worthiness. And so, you know, this is like one of the hardest things to do. It's what Eckhart Tolle calls, you know, extreme presence. It's sort of being in it and having a part of you go, oh, I'm also observing that I'm in a battle with myself. If you can become consciously aware of old habits, then you can actually take that opportunity, this brand new moment of presence and opportunity, to take charge of it and make a change. And instead of letting the old patterns and program control you, which they still will do for a while, you'll still be in it. You'll still say, I still feel like I'm in a tailspin and I'm frustrated and I'm mad and I'm disappointed and I've been here before. But Margaret, I see it. I also am observing myself doing it. That is powerful. Each time you can just catch these patterns, you'll actually weaken the pattern. You will find the strength to challenge yourself. You'll find a resource. And you'll start to really shift it. And that's where tapping is very, very powerful. In the moment, break the state. You catch yourself in a pattern and you start tapping. You will have a shift out of the intensity of the pattern and you'll have more access to perspective, to a higher level of consciousness about what's happening. And I really believe that's why when you use tapping with personal development work and consciousness work, like we do in my Rockstar program, that people make progress really quickly. Because instead of just trying to fight it through, like listening and understanding, the tapping breaks the state. And then you have a higher level of, wow, I see how I go into this pattern. Okay, number two, commit to showing up more fully engaged and charged up. Check in with yourself if you're going through the motions and you're not all in. You know, if you find you're like dragging your butt and you're not all in, there's two things that are happening. You either need to actually rest and restore and give yourself a break and go get a massage and lay on the couch and give yourself permission to pull back, to rest, to restore. Secondly, on the other side of that, there's getting more energy going. Sometimes for me, it's re-looking at the goal and saying, how badly do you want it, Margaret? How badly do I really want it? remind yourself of your goal. How badly do you want it? If the answer is, I really freaking want it a lot, then take that second to bring up the passion and the energy from in the desire. You know, even when I'm tired, I have to be on. After 3 days on stage and I have another presentation, I need to be on. I need to jump up and down. I need to get the energy. I want this. This is what I want. This is my thing. And you get that energy going. And from that vibe, you will actually have more resources, more clients, more partners, more money will line up for you. Because enthusiasm and exuberance and excitement and passion will take you far beyond. A person could be three times smarter than you. And I promise you, if with your passion and enthusiasm, you will go way further, even if they somehow have a bigger brain than yours. Your passion and your enthusiasm are the big needle movers. People will line up to be with you because who doesn't want to be around that energy? Number three, commit to taking action and doing everything you need to get action going. So sometimes this isn't just about action, action, action. It's committing to do what's needed to get action going. So sometimes it means figuring out steps and making a plan, and sometimes it means giving yourself time to dream and brainstorm, go out and take a walk. It's counterintuitive. I have so much to do, so I'm going to go take a walk and not actually get started. And in that walk, ideas will come to me. Give yourself time to have ideas come and inspire you. It also means putting things on the calendar, creating deadlines if you don't have a boss, pencil in the action you need and create some deadlines to mark your progress. Even better, get an accountability partner. This is where people come in. Get into a mastermind group or a program or an accountability partner, because I don't want a boss. Nobody wants a boss. I don't want to be accountable. Who does? But when I look at my goal and I say I really want it, I know that I will be more efficient and I will be more effective if I have accountability, right? Nobody likes reporting to a boss again. Sometimes that's why we've started our own business. But if I said to you, how badly do you want it and how soon do you want it, and you said, I really want it and I do want it soon, then accountability strategies will keep you more focused. I used to get more done before that accountability call than I had gotten in the previous 2 weeks, okay? Fourth, take a plan. This is going to sound very crazy. It's counterintuitive, and it works. Take a minute regularly to review your plans and goals, and then do something that's going to sound crazy. Give yourself permission to not accomplish your goals and forget the whole thing. Give yourself permission to quit the entire thing and walk away. Keep your life, keep your money exactly as it is. There's nothing you have to do. This is super important, because the truth is, you don't have to do it. You don't have to commit. You don't have to do another blessed thing. And when you give yourself that permission to not choose it, you will get more energy that will come back. Because as soon as you say to yourself, I have to do it, my goal becomes this burden and this struggle and this thing I have to do and another thing that I'm working on, you lose your power and you become a slave to that goal. True choice and more energy comes from knowing that you actually don't have to do something and you choose to do it anyway. So it's important to say, I could let this go, because you can. And that will give you the space to actually choose it. Because a goal has to be re-chosen and recommitted to quite often. I do this with clients, and it used to blow them away. They'd be like, what? I thought you were going to get me more committed. I say, nope, you're going to, I just want you to feel that. And what they say to me 100% of the time is, I feel light. I feel free. I feel spacious. Give yourself that space and really think about what it means. There's nothing you have to do. And after you've given yourself that choice, then decide again, freely, consciously, do you really want this goal? Do you really want this goal? And then, if you say yes, I'm telling you, you are going to find more energy. And sometimes I had to do this on a weekly basis and recommit and re-choose and saying, you know, there's aspects that hard. And you know what? I don't have to do this, and I still choose to do this. I will do this every freaking day, even though there's aspects that hard, there's aspects I could complain about, but I still choose it. And when you choose, you have way more energy. We're so used to being stuck in jobs where we don't have a choice. We have to do it. And that brings me to my fifth key, which is that there are going to be ups and downs. Stuff will happen, as I said. There's stuff that will trigger frustration, disappointment, stress. Don't deny it. But in those dark places, are you still choosing your goal? Do you still want it? Do I still really want this? And in those moments of fear and anger and frustration or disappointment, which you will have because you're human, my fifth key is trust and shine both your light and your dark. Accept that within you there's light and dark. Accept that you will always be scared to death and courageous. That you will be both lazy and incredibly hardworking. That sometimes you will be stupid and do things that seem clueless and idiotic, and you're brilliant. That, yes, there's selfish impulses in you. Of course there are. There will always be. And you can be incredibly generous, too. That you will always have both. That you will always have both. Walk around with the knowledge and acceptance that this is who you are. And when you just accept your dark side, that some of these things are okay, you become unstoppable. You truly become unstoppable. It's like if you, and when you think about the hidden agendas, if one of your hidden agendas is to finally prove you're smart enough, which means there's a part of you that's terrified and always saying, I'm not smart enough. I'm an idiot. I'm stupid. It's my secret. I'm afraid of the secret, people seeing it, so I'm going to try to always prove that I'm smart enough. It's so incredibly freeing to say, of course I'm a complete idiot sometimes and I make dumb mistakes, and I'm incredibly brilliant as well. I am both. If we have an agenda to prove that we're not selfless, it will create a lifetime of overgiving and sacrificing. This is another perfect example. Overgiving and over-sacrificing. It will create a lifetime of activities around that. And do you know how much time and energy that wastes to prove that we aren't ever selfish? We're human. Of course we're selfish some of the time. And so to be able to say, of course I'm selfish, and I'm pretty generous as well. I'm selfish sometimes, and I'm generous. I'm always going to be human. I am always going to be both. I am always going to mess up in embarrassing, ridiculous ways and be amazing. When you can honor that, so many of your hidden agendas will start to lighten. Courage is another big one. So afraid for people to see that we're afraid. What if you can just admit, sometimes I am terrified of being judged and criticized, and I'm a complete chicken, and I'm also brave and courageous, and sometimes I've done things that are downright heroic. Do you see the lightness in that? Do you see like the exhale in that? That you can actually be imperfectly successful, imperfectly perfect. We're so hard on ourselves for our dark sides. And I'm telling you, when you are up there doing some amazing speaking and people see you as this powerful, courageous, fearless person, wow, you were up there speaking and you did this incredible workshop and you were inspiring, or what, I don't care what you do, when they see you doing that, they will automatically think, wow, look at this strong, powerful person. And when you say to them, oh my God, sometimes I'm a complete chicken. I am scared to death. And other times, I can be pushed through that and be incredibly brave and courageous. Everybody in that room is going to exhale and go, oh, it's okay. If you're up there being amazing and brilliant and you are teaching something, presenting to people or explaining to people, even if it's like two or three people in a group or up on a stage, and you are just in your brilliance, and you say, and sometimes I make the stupidest mistakes, and God, I'm afraid to be criticized for that, the whole room will breathe and go, oh. And you never, ever have to, it takes a different edge off your hidden agenda of making sure that no one ever sees that you're not smart enough or that you're always brave or that you're never afraid. Of course you're going to be sometimes. And so own your light and your dark. Every step of the way towards your goal. And not only will you have more energy, because the proving and the hiding and the pretending or the worrying that you will or someone else will have to see your dark side, your dumb side, your scared side, your goofy side, your ridiculous side, it just goes away. And everybody around you will want to be near you, will be inspired by you, and when they are in your presence, they are going to feel good. Because to be around somebody who says, of course I'm an idiot sometimes, and I'm pretty smart about a lot of things, I know what I'm talking about, and sometimes I mess up, puts people at ease, and it should, because it's somebody who's living more in their core. And that, again, is my hidden agenda for you. Yes, I want you to have an amazing income. Yes, I want you to make money and have this great goal. But my hidden agenda is that you stand more powerfully within yourself, more in your core, that you can own your dark and your light and say, of course, I'm human. It's me. I'm as incredibly awesome as I always hoped and wished I could be. And I'm just as goofy and silly and dumb and afraid as I always worried I might be. And that's okay. I'm both. And so as we end this program, this is what I leave you with. You are powerful. As powerful as you always hoped and dreamed that you might be. And you are as human and will always be as you're most afraid you might be. And it's okay. Own it. Be it. Honor it. Be both. Be broken and powerful. And anyone who tells you that there's nothing in them that's broken and that they are all light and powerful, be suspect. Be suspect. Unless they have angel wings, they are still human. Be your humanity and be your greatness, and never apologize for that. And you will become not only a powerful person on the planet, but someone that is inspiring and that other people want to step up and be part of your mission, your goals, your dreams. And that is awesome. So I'm sending you a big, energetic love and blessing from my heart to yours as we end the Tapping into Wealth transformation. And I honor and bless the transformation that you are stepping into. This is Margaret Lynch, and I hope you've enjoyed this program.